You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
I will say the thing that I've found over my career as an entrepreneur that has helped me the most is understanding joy, the difference between that and happiness, and only doing the things that bring me joy, both personally and in my business. I get people all the time that ask me, well, Elzy, why don't you offer this service or why don't you do this? And my answer is always simple, because it doesn't give me joy. Like, I love doing this. I love having conversation. It brings me joy. I don't always enjoy all aspects of it, right? But if it does not bring me joy, I simply don't do it. And that's the thing I think that people miss a lot of times, especially when you're just starting out, because you have to pay the bills, you have a mortgage, and they don't accept hope as a payment, unfortunately, right? And so that joy meter has guided me in some really, really cool places. So as you think about mental fitness and business ownership and entrepreneurship, what's the top thing that you would say to somebody who's listening or watching to this that they can start to implement, right? Because we've taken them on a journey, right? We talked about self-awareness. We've talked about personal mastery. We've talked about thought leadership, right? And we tied it all into how that's important to business. So what's the first step? Somebody's watching, listening to this. The first thing they need to do once they finish listening to this, subscribing and following us on their platforms. What's the next thing they need to do after that?
Yeah, I would say this idea has been made popular. The same thing that we did, though, and I think is powerful, is begin with the end in mind. Like, as you begin to think about and conceive some of these ideas, like, what is the actual outcome? How can you uniquely add value to the marketplace based on your natural skill set or what brings you joy? There's always a way. But what is the end goal? What is that feeling, that outcome that would make everything that you do worthwhile? Think about that first and get really clear on what that is, and then kind of build backwards to say, okay, how can I actually mechanize this and turn this into a business offering, into services, into a product? Because I think that's the most important thing. Because if we don't have the end goal extremely clear, then how can we do and build towards a successful, or the idea of having a successful and joy-filled business or experience, right? And so I would say that's definitely number one. And then number two, I would ask people to question their intentions. Are your intentions only about making money, or is it to truly add value and light to this world? It doesn't mean that it has to be like this high and mighty thing. It has to be a perfect idea that God would be pleased with. No, I'm just saying, like, to you, like, do you really feel like this is something that can make impact? Because if you believe that it's possible, then the door to infinite potential is absolutely opened, and you are highly likely to accomplish everything that you desire to accomplish. If it's just about making money or other things that may not necessarily be down deep within you that will bring you joy and satisfaction because you're spending your life force hours doing this, then I would say you need to think about that a little more, you know, kind of work on that plan or just the core idea or end outcome and make sure that that's really, really solid, right? But once again, is it just going to be about external stuff, or this is going to say, this is, I am accomplishing and living out one of the purposes for me being here on this earth? I think it needs to be that clear. Because even if you spend 6 months on it, that's 6 months of your life that you won't get back. And I think that time is the most valuable thing that we have. So don't waste it, even if you're wasting your own. And it's not going to be wasted if you learn something from it. But sometimes people jump from idea to idea to idea, and the time is not utilized well because we're not learning the lesson that we need to learn from maybe something that didn't work out, so that we can create something that will work out and be well in all areas, right? So that we can have, as the Bible says, good success. Like, it's one thing to be successful, but to have good success, which means you feel good about it, you can look at yourself in the mirror and be like, those are also important. The only other thing that I can think about as a potential number three is make sure that if you have loved ones in your life, like a spouse, kids, other people that really depend on you, make sure that you have conversations with them early and often about some of the sacrifices that may need to be made, because you won't necessarily have all the answers to that, but saying, hey, like, I might have to spend a little bit of time on the weekends. I might need to do that. Might do this. How can we work together to make sure that as this shift happens in our life, because I'm shifting and trying something new or going down this journey, having the buy-in from those that depend on you the most, and that usually, you know, especially those that are in your own household, is very, very important, because you don't want to begin this process. You're super excited about it, but, and because of poor communication or lack of communication or continued open lines of communication, you and your significant other or your children are not necessarily understanding what that sacrifice is. Because if they're connected to it and they can begin to see the vision in a similar way that you do, all that does is empower every single action. Every time you leave the house, you feel empowered because you know that those that love you and depending on you are on your side. Because everyone's opinion doesn't matter. And I've clearly said, once again, ultimately you have to be able to listen to yourself. But there's a caveat. If you have children, significant others, that doesn't always play because, once again, their happiness is connected to your happiness and peace. And so their voices do matter a little differently than maybe just the external world, because that's your future. That's your hope. That's why you're doing this, right? In so many ways. And so they have to be connected to it. And once again, it may not be there from day one, but keeping them on the journey and keep open lines of communication are very important, because I've seen so many times, and even early on in our business, just with small things as far as understanding the why and the process and what was going on and why I may have been a little frustrated or super excited or whatever else, and just over communicating was very, very important, so that my wife and especially my children could see, like, you know, okay, I get it. And we're going to back him, right? Because that's important. Now every other voice doesn't matter, but mama and the babies do.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.